Hey, thanks a lot for stopping by. Now part two of my interview with the iconic bass voice you know, Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys.
And let me tell you this. Back when I was singing with Elvis, I was kind of standing in the dark. No one really knew who I was or really cared that much, except for when Elvis would feature us a little bit.
Right,
you know,
right.
I never dreamed back then that someday I would be in the same Country Music Hall of Fame with Elvis. But you never know
how
things are going to happen in your life. You know, it's been an amazing success story. It really has been.
And we're so glad that we've gone along for the ride with you, because again, your voice has touched millions for 50 plus years now, which is amazing. RichardSturban.com, Sturban, RichardSturban.com. Go there, check out the pictures that are on the website, get his book. It's called From Elvis to Elvira. Their latest album, by the way, the Oak Ridge Boys have an album out called Front Porch Singin', which had a lot to do with getting back to your roots and had a lot to do with the pandemic stopping you from being on the road. I want to get into that certainly. But
sure.
I'd be remiss if I didn't get fast forward from 72 to 81, because there's a song that I didn't even realize Kenny Rogers had done in 1970, a little ditty called Elvira. How does that even get presented to you? And your version is so different than what Kenny Rogers did. It not only took over the country charts, took over the pop charts, took over the entire globe. This was the song. When you get the call, we're going to go record a new song, a new album, and you hear Elvira, do you think immediately, wow, this is going to be something?
Well, you know, I can remember the first time that I ever heard Elvira. And it was Ron Shanzi was our producer.
Mm-hmm.
Back in those days, Ron Shanzi produced most of the Oak Ridge Boys' greatest hits. Ron, he had the ability to recognize a hit song. And I remember sitting in his office, and we were listening to demos. And he said, "Fellas, I want you to play something. We may have found a song we've really been looking for here." And a neighbor of ours that lives in the next town over from us here in Tennessee, a guy named Dallas Frazier,
okay,
he wrote the song. And Ron Shanzi played Dallas Frazier's version for us. And when I heard it, I said, wow, this is pretty something. You know, the other guys had heard it before. The first time I'd ever heard it.
Right.
And we thought we really had something special on our hands, you know. And just a few days later, we were in the recording studio, and I remember that day recording that song. I mean, it felt like a hit.
Wow.
You know, everybody was smiling. The studio musicians were smiling, and it went down in just two or three takes. It went down very easily, and we felt pretty good about it. We felt like we really had something special on our hands. And by the way, the Oompa Mau Mau part that, you know, Dallas Frazier wrote that into the original.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that.
But it was not a bass singer.
Okay.
It was Ron Chansey's idea for me to do the giddy up boom papa mau mau part. And what I did, I just kind of adapted it to my way of doing things. And I think it turned out okay.
Oh, I think it was okay. Yeah, Richard, the oom papa mau mau part, without that, the song isn't as iconic. And we all wait for that when we hear the song. And in fact, when I saw you guys in concert recently, the entire audience was, I could see them on the edge of their seats. We need to hear the oom papas. Let's go. And at one point, you actually turned the microphone to us and we're all yelling oom papa mau mau. But in reality, we wanted to hear you do it more. So was that the original key that you guys did it? Because I mean, you're dropping it way down. In fact, one time you dropping it a full octave from where you were in the beginning of the Oom Papa Mau Mau's. Did you change the key for your voice or no?
Back then, I just kind of played with it. Like I say, I adapted it to my way of doing things.
Right,
and that's kind of the way it turned out. You know? Let me just take a minute and tell you an interesting story.
Please.
Of how the Oom Papa Mau Mau part came. The guy that wrote the song, his name is Dallas Frazier. I told you, he's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
He lives in Gallatin, Tennessee. We live in Hendersonville, a neighboring town here just outside of Nashville. And he wrote the song 17 years before we recorded it.
Wow.
And he was coming home from a recording session one day, driving through East Nashville. And he came across a street sign that said, Elvira Street. And
it's not even a woman, really? It's a road?
Well, the original inspiration, believe it or not, came from a street sign.
Wow.
And this is the way Dallas Frazier tells the story. You know, he saw the street sign. He pulled his car over right by the street sign, and right on the spot, he took out a piece of paper, an envelope or something, and wrote, "Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira." And then he wrote the giddy up, oom papa,
wow.
And what that is, believe it or not, this is something that people do not realize, Elvira Street had a lot of bumps on it, had a lot of potholes, or as some people in the South say, choke holes. And the oom papa mau mau part actually, according to Dallas Frazier, mimics the bumps on the road. So the original inspiration,
wow,
for Elvira came from a street in East Nashville. Now,
a bumpy pothole-ridden street. That's crazy.
When he got home, then he wrote verses about a woman, so the song would make a lot more sense, of course. But the original inspiration came from a street sign.
That's an amazing story. From the Oak Ridge Boys, it's Richard Sturban. RichardSturban.com. Go there, OakRidgeBoys.com. Make sure you check them out in concert wherever they happen to go. All right, so I want to fast forward again. And again, you and I could spend 7 hours talking. I appreciate you giving me some time. I'm gonna make this a two-part series because I think people will get a lot out of what you're having to say. When the pandemic hits, even though you guys were willing to go out on the road, and the fact that you've been on the road for as long as you have in your lives, and the work ethic is amazing, to be honest, but you weren't really allowed to go and perform. I mean, a lot of auditoriums were shut down. Cities were shut down. So you got together on the front porch. Did you literally go on the front porch to do this album, which is amazing? And it seems to be the Oak Ridge Boys going back to their gospel, more acoustic roots.
Well, the Oak Ridge Boys are now being produced by a gentleman named Dave Cobb. And if that name rings a bell to any of your listeners out there, Dave Cobb is one of the hottest producers here in Nashville.
Right.
And it was his idea to do this front porch singing approach. We have a Christmas show. In fact, we're doing it right now, where we do what we call our rocking chair segment.
Okay.
Where the four Oak Ridge Boys sit in rocking chairs, and we talk about Christmas memories, childhood memories, and we sing songs, and it's a very down-to-earth, very homey kind of a thing. Dave Cobb came to see our Christmas show a few years ago, and he saw the rocking chair segment. And after the show, he came up to us. He said, "I want to try to capture that feeling that you guys had in the rocking chairs, but I want to do it on a record." He said, "We can't do it in front of a fireplace and rocking chairs." He said, "But let's make like four guys just kind of gathering on a front porch and just singing in a very informal way, you know, very little structure to it."
Yeah.
And Dave Cobb is a master at capturing feelings like that. And he was able to capture that feeling. You know, it's thing. We found some great songs, some old familiar songs that do take us back to our roots, you know. But then Dave Cobb, as hot as he is, he has a relationship with some of the new young hot songwriters here in Nashville. So they wrote some brand new country songs with this project
That's great.
A nice mixture. It's a nice balance, but it's very homey in nature. And I think for the most part, most of the songs are also very inspirational in nature and very healing in nature. And I think it's the kind of album we need to be hearing right now.
I couldn't agree more. We need healing. We need inspirational. And we also need the Oak Ridge Boys. And you know what's interesting about this, Richard? I think you know this. It's so relatable because growing up, I know that I was around the piano or around the guitar with my family. People who are listening right now, millions of people listening right now can relate that, you know, on whatever occasion it might be, probably around the holidays, grandma and grandpa were singing their favorite song as kids and we're all trying to harmonize with them. So, I mean, this really does take us there and it makes you guys so accessible. Has that always been a thing for you and for the Oak Ridge Boys to be accessible and relatable to the audience? Because, you know, meeting you face to face, you guys are regular down home guys that are extremely talented and extremely successful, but you really, you don't put yourself above anybody. You talk to me like an old friend.
Well, you know, I think we realized it a long time ago that without our fans, we would not be who we are.
Yeah.
And so our fans are very, very important to us. You know, we came through a period of time, you know, during this pandemic where for almost a year, what we do for a living was taken away from us.
Right.
And we miss doing that. But I think what we miss more than that is the the feedback that we get from our fans. That's something we really missed. And now we're beginning to feel that again. And let me tell you, that feels so good. It really does. You know, I think people are ready to get out again. People are ready to hear live music. Because as I said a minute ago, live music is very healing in nature. And I think it's great to be able to be doing it again.
It is Richard Sturban, the iconic bass singer, the incredible voice from the Oak Ridge Boys, and also toured with Elvis back in the day. Go to oakridgeboys.com. You mentioned the Christmas show that you're putting on right now. People can go to Nashville and go see this show, right? That's where it is in Nashville?
It is at the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Hotel. And I don't think there's a place quite like Opryland at Christmas time. Millions and millions of lights. They do Christmas at Opryland like I don't think they do anywhere else around the country.
Nice.
And we're just honored for our show to be a part of it. It's such a special thing. And we started on the night before Thanksgiving. And we're doing it every night right up until Christmas night, except for Tuesdays. Today is Tuesday, and I'm off tonight. That's why I'm doing interviews today.
Good. Well, I appreciate that you have a day off, because I've been waiting and hoping that we could do this interview. Can I ask you something about work ethic? Because you guys are setting, you're showing the younger generation that you can still get out there, and if you enjoy what you do, you can do it, and you can work hard. You're still jumping on buses. You guys are in your 70s. I think some are in your 80s. And you're still jumping on there, sounding as good as you did 50 years ago, doing the work that you probably don't have to do, but you want to do. I mean, do you see a shift in generational shift between the younger generation today being told by government, I don't want to get into politics, but being told by government, you don't have to really work that hard, we'll take care of you, compared to what you do and maybe even my generation, what I do, whereas we work our faces off because we can and we love it? I mean, do you see that, though, what I'm talking about?
I'm sure I agree with you totally, Joe, and I think you're absolutely right about that. It's a different generation, there's no question. And I would not want to put any of these young kids down at all.
Right.
And that's not my goal,
right,
because I think most of them are doing great jobs, and they've made our business bigger and better. They really have.
Right.
But I don't think very few of them would be willing to work 31 straight nights like we are right now at Opryland. You know,
right.
you just don't see that anymore.
Well, it's true, and I don't blame them either, to be honest with you. I don't blame the younger generation. I think they've been told wrong. And I think that you and I grew up where we were told, you want to achieve, go and get it. Go and make it happen. Go and knock on the door. Go and get your foot in the door. Go jump on the bus at 70-plus years old, even though you look like you're about 40 when I met you. I look older than you. But jump on the bus and go do another show. Go do another three shows. Go shake hands with your fans. I hope that people are inspired by you. I know that they are musically. I know that they are in their soul, but I hope they're inspired also by the life you've lived. I mean, you've got a history that is amazing. And you mentioned the TCB band earlier, and I know that I'm jumping around a bit, but my brain's going nuts because I've got Richard Sturban on the phone. But I want to ask you about the TCB band. I have rarely in my life heard a tighter rhythm section, and we just lost the drummer about a month and a half ago.
Ronnie Tutt.
Yeah, yes, Ronnie Tutt was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, talk to me about that band and just feeling that feel on stage with them.
Well, it was amazing, you know, to be a part of that, just that whole thing. The first night I was ever on stage with Elvis and just heard all of that music, it gave me goosebumps. You know, I couldn't believe that I am actually a part of this. This is really something very, very special. You know, this did not happen by accident. This is, Elvis is a special person.
Right.
He put together a special band, you know, and it was very, very special indeed. And it was so, so exciting to be a part of it. And now that many years have passed and I look back on that, I'm so glad that I was able to experience that.
And by the way, for those who haven't, you know, are not as into Elvis as I am and didn't know Richard, I was six when I knew who Richard Sturban was. For those who aren't that, you know, into it as I am, on Burnin' Love, that's you, right? We hear you singing all the bass parts on that, right? I mean, people know Elvis's music. They know your voice.
Out of all the records that I sang on with Elvis, A hunk of burning love. That was the biggest one that I was on. Yes, you're right.
Awesome. Amazing every single time. I could pick your voice out of a crowd. So could everybody. Again, I don't say this lightly because I walk around with a pretty deep voice and people comment on my voice a lot. I am humbled to have you on my show and I'm humbled to be able to call you my friend. Thank you so much for taking time today. And please do music for another 50 years, would you?
Well, we're going to, I can speak for all the Oak Ridge boys, and I can tell you, we do not plan to retire anytime soon. I think we have to be realistic here. You know, we're some of us are in our 70s and 80s. You know, nothing lasts forever. But as long as the good Lord above keeps blessing the four of us with good health, we're going to keep doing this because it's really what we love doing.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Go to richardsturban.com. See the incredible pictures. Get his book. It's called From Elvis to Elvira, My Life on the Road. Get the latest album from the Oak Ridge Boys, Front Porch Singing. And if they're anywhere near you, I mean within 1,000 miles, get in a car and go and see these guys because it's an amazing show every time. Richard, thanks a million. Let's do it again, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, let's plan on doing it again. And Joe, once again, thank you for what you do, man. We're fans of yours. And thank you for, maintaining the fight to take us in the right direction.
I'm always going to keep on doing it, my friend, and it means the world to me that you said that. Thank you so much. It's Richard Sturban. Go to richardsturban.com. We're back right after this. Stay here.
Joe Pags.